headlines this hour. Iran's leader condemns Barack Obama's nuclear threats against the country. The Iraqi Prime Minister's coalition files an official complaint claiming massive election fraud. And in Hungary, people vote in an election expected to end 8 years of socialist rule.
Hello, everybody. Those were the headlines of 20 GMT. It's 12:30 where we are in Tehran. This is Press TV.
Thanks for joining us. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has hit out at U.S. President Barack Obama for what he calls threatening Tehran with a nuclear attack.
رئیس یک کشور بیاد بیست اونجا و تهدید کنه به حمله اتمی. خیلی حرف عجیبی است این در دنیا. خب این به ضرر خودشون هم هست. نمیفهمند. این معناش معنای صریحش این است که دولت آمریکا یک دولت شریر و غیر قابل اعتماده.
آیت الله خامنه‌ای made the comments in a meeting with the top military brass in Tehran. He said the world should not overlook such weird comments by a head of state. The leader also said Washington tries very hard to portray Iran as unreliable when it comes to the nuclear issue. He said Obama's disgraceful comments revealed that those states that possess nuclear weapons and threaten others are unreliable. Meanwhile, more than 200 Iranian lawmakers have called for filing a lawsuit with the United Nations against Washington's nuclear threats. The Iranian lawmakers have also warned the U.S. president to abandon his warmongering rhetoric and avoid pushing the Middle East into a crisis. This comes in reaction to the Obama administration's nuclear strategy, which was made public recently. Under the nuclear posture review, the U.S., which has the world's biggest nuclear arsenal, is authorized to use atomic weapons against countries that it considers not to be in compliance with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty.
If you're not going to play by the rules, if you're going to be a proliferator, then all options are on the table in terms of how we deal with you.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton repeated the threats of a nuclear attack on Iran, saying all bets are off. This after the U.S. president warned Iran, a signatory to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, against the consequences of its nuclear program.
That the Islamic Republic of Iran face consequences because they have continually failed to meet their obligations. We are working together at the United Nations Security Council to pass strong sanctions on Iran.
Last week, ambassadors of the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council failed to reach agreement on imposing U.S. proposed sanctions on Tehran.
No, I don't think any of us want to impose sanctions. What we want to have is a diplomatic solution. And
now the question is whether Nobel Peace Laureate Barack Obama's new policy of nuclear threats could stop a nation from seeking its legitimate rights to peaceful nuclear energy.
Iran has started mass producing a new advanced anti-aircraft missile system dubbed as Mersad. The defense minister says the medium-range missile is capable of destroying aircraft flying at low and medium altitudes. Here's more on that.
Iran's first homemade mid-range missile defense system, named Mersad, was inaugurated today by Defense Minister Ahmad Vahidi. Mr. Vahidi stated that Mersad features state-of-the-art technology that makes destroying modern aircrafts at low and medium altitudes possible. Mid-range missile defense systems are very important.
Mid-range missile defense systems are important because 50% of targets fly in mid-altitude and are targeted there.
The missile is said to be equipped with sophisticated radar signal processing technology, an advanced launcher, and contains exclusive electronic equipment for guidance and target acquisition.
از کشورهای منطقه آیا هیچ کدومشون ترکیه یا کشور دیگه ای توان ساخت یک همچین موشک سامانی رو داره؟
No, our capability in this area is exclusive in the region.
Vahidi announced that the country has begun mass production of the medium-range missile and plans to deliver a sizable number to the armed forces by the end of the year.
Experts say that Mirsad is even more advanced than American air defense missile systems such as Hawk. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
Well, Iran says there is evidence to prove that kidnapped nuclear scientist Shahram Amiri is currently in the United States. Foreign Minister Manoush Mottaki says Americans are aware of Amiri's whereabouts. The Iranian scientist went missing in June during Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Just last month, ABC News reported that Amiri had defected to the United States and was working with the CIA. It said his disappearance was part of a long-planned CIA operation. The United States has denied any involvement and says it is not aware of Amiri's whereabouts. Observers believe the report supports Iran's position that the U.S. was involved in Amiri's disappearance.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki State of Law Alliance has filed, that is, an official complaint over what it calls a massive vote rigging in the country's recent general elections. Coalition spokesman Hashim al-Hassani says up to 750,000 votes have been manipulated in five provinces. He says the State of Law Alliance seeks a recount in the five provinces as the fraud has enormously affected the election results. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition got 89 out of the 325 parliamentary seats in the March 7 vote. That was two seats behind the Iraqi alliance led by former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi.
A Canadian soldier has been killed in an explosion in southern Afghanistan. The Canadian Department of National Defense has said an improvised explosive device killed the soldier near Kandahar City. This brings to 142 the number of Canadian soldiers killed in Afghanistan since 2002. Canada currently has more than 2,800 troops in Afghanistan. They are due to leave in 2011. But the United States has reportedly pressed Ottawa to keep around 600 troops in the war-torn country beyond next year.
Now voters in Hungary are heading to the polls in parliamentary elections. Over 8 million people are eligible to vote in the first round. The second round will be held later this month. Opinion polls predict a surprise victory for the opposition Fidesz party following 8 years of socialist rule. Fidesz has campaigned on taking the Hungarian economy out of recession. It has promised to cut taxes, create jobs and curb corruption.
Now, millions of Sudanese citizens are voting in the country's first multi-party elections in decades. The turnout appears to be high, despite fears that the election may be rigged in favor of the ruling National Congress Party. Press TV's Roshan Mohammed Saleh reports.
They lined up in their thousands to vote in Sudan's first multi-party elections in decades. Undeterred by concerns of vote rigging and fraud, they seem determined to make their voices heard. And in this area of Khartoum at least, most seem to be supporting the current president, Omar Hassan al-Bashir.
We aim this to make Sudan better and develop Sudan. You know, we need development, we need unity of Sudan. It is very important for us. So this day, it is a very important day in the history of Sudan.
Now we want from the new government to do the best for us, to do the best for the Sudanese, all of them. We need a very good relationship with the whole the world.
I'm supporting, as a majority of people are supporting, the National Congress Party. Because the National Congress Party proved itself.
Earlier, the National Election Commission, which is supervising the vote in Africa's largest country, vigorously denied accusations that this would not be a free and fair vote. The National Election Committee is responding to concerns that these elections will not be free and fair and that there will be bias in favour of the ruling party. They're saying that the whole electoral process, from the registration of voters to political campaigning to the election itself, will be a level playing field for all parties and candidates. The Commission said the country was undergoing democratisation, according to the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, which ended Sudan's civil war in 2005. It said the elections were an important step in the right direction. They would be monitored by international observers and would employ internationally accepted methods to combat fraud.
The doors are open for all political organizations to function. That citizens are called upon by CPA to exercise their fundamental rights to elect leaders.
It's the first step towards democratic transformation in Sudan. And all the previous elections were much faultier than this one. So this one is the best up to now. And we are hoping for better in the future.
Most analysts feel that President Omar Hassan al-Bashir will retain the presidency easily because many credit him with developing the nation's infrastructure. So after a long election campaign which saw unprecedented political openness and the withdrawal of major opposition parties alleging election fraud, Sudanese voters will make their choice over 3 days of voting. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, Khartoum, Sudan.
It's almost 42 minutes into midnight in Tehran, and a reminder of this hour's top stories on Press TV. Iran's leader condemns Barack Obama's nuclear threats against the country. The Iraqi Prime Minister's coalition files an official complaint claiming massive election fraud. And in Hungary, people vote in an election expected to end 8 years of socialists' rule.